how long it is. That's a good answer when you don't know.
July 7th.
No, that's just here.
Oh,
yeah, you were looking before here.
Yeah. Oh. Well, you know what? We worked together at Kix in the early 90s.
Well, then you're looking at then, 25 years.
Yeah, and then we worked together down on Market Street doing when we were AM in the AM.
Yeah, how is it that you kept following me around? How did that happen?
I have no idea.
I'm serious, because I didn't take you... When I left Kix, which was a country station I worked for from 87 to 93,
yes.
I didn't take you with me, and I go to Market Street, and there you are.
No, and what happened was I interviewed for the job to work with you and to run the board and to pick the music and everything in the morning on KSD when you were on there.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I interviewed for that. And then they interviewed Tom the Hawk Bradley, who worked with us at Kix.
Yeah.
And then they also interviewed, unbeknownst to either one of us, because Tom Bradley knew and I knew that we were both, and we thought it would be one of the two of us. And then all of a sudden, here comes Drew Johnson. It's like, whoa, where'd that come from?
Yeah, who, by the way, is a really nice guy.
Drew's a great guy.
But you talk about throwing a guy into something where he's just going, what? I mean, yeah. He did not understand what we were doing, and few people would. And I just remember meeting him, and he was so mild-mannered, and he was so... I don't know how to put
it. Like studious or something.
Yes, he looked like he was a grad student.
Yeah.
And I just thought, this is not going to... And I remember I would say, hey, when we do this, maybe we'll get this sound effect. And he just, it was like, what are we talking about? I'm a classic rock music player. I play, let's get China Grove going.
I just want to play Molly Hatchet.
Yeah. So then how did you end up with me again? When I left there to come here,
I left Kix and went to Y98.
What are we looking for?
And that's when everyone got together down on Market Street. We had Y98, KSD FM, and KSD AM 550.
Yeah.
And
three stations in one building.
Yeah, so I was working at Y98, and then I was also running the Rams radio network.
When they first got to town.
I ran the entire radio network. I was...
Put that on your resume. Don't forget that.
No, and it was Gary Bender and Jack Snow.
That's right. I remember Gary Bender.
Yeah.
But when you came here... Did you have a producer before, or did you just, how did that work?
There wasn't a producer. We didn't have a producer back.
You know what? It's such a foggy memory. I remember meeting at the time with Tim Dorsey, who I'd never met. And then he said, we got this station, KTRS. And I said, I know. And we said, and I'm not kidding when I say this. He said, what you do is not exactly... my kind of radio. I don't really like it. But he said, everybody says we should have you on this basically new station. So against his own better judgment, and boy was he sorry later, we cut a deal. And then I'm trying to figure out how Dan, once again, you know, it's like that Mr. Deeds character keeps popping up.
There,
I go in, there's Dan again. The third place in a row. There he is.
We had talked, and you told me to talk to Fred Zolanco. So I talked to Fred, and then they hired me.
I guess Fred didn't completely hear me when I said, talk to Dan, but whatever you do, don't hire him.
Yeah.
But just make him think he's being considered.
He didn't hear that part.
Fred didn't listen well.
No.
Yeah, I wish I'd taken notes about how all this stuff shook out and how it worked. You ever wish you'd kept a journal or something?
Oh, yeah.
Because they're just blank holes where I can't remember how somebody got from here to here or how I got from here. I know how I got from each station to the other. And the other thing, I guess, that I don't know if I'm proud of it or if it's kept me from really making it big, and that is that I've never been fired. Never. Have never been fired from a job. I've worked every day of my life since I was 11 years old, and I've never been fired. Now, I've worked at stations that got sold out from under me. That's different. You know, the stations have been sold. I'm sorry, you're all out. That's not getting fired. That's just a changing of the guard. It was a long way to get to introducing you. Here's Dan Strauss, everybody. What's your Burke segment contribution?
Thank you. Longest introduction
in history.
I know. I have entered the vapor world with Peon.
Now, for those who don't know what this means, they're giving up traditional tobacco and its carcinogens and tar, and they're going the route of basically mist.
Nicotine juice.
Water vapor that's got nicotine juice in it. So you're still nicotine addicts. You just don't have ashes falling on your clothes.
And from what I've heard, nicotine isn't what kills you.
No, nicotine is an addictive substance, but it doesn't do the harm to your lungs. It's the tar and the other
crap. Wow, there's like a thousand different chemicals.
Oh my goodness, I've seen the printout, and it's unbelievable what's in tobacco.
Urea? Isn't that like the...
That's
urea?
The hole in your wiener. That's the hole in your wiener.
No, that's a urethra.
Oh. No, urethra was the gospel, the soul singer.
Yeah,
Frank,
urethra
Franklin.
Yeah, urethra Franklin. this one, I got the light.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I think
so. See, he hasn't started it yet. The cigarettes are catching up to him.
There's like the different strengths of nicotine, and I took not the highest strength. I took the middle strength, the light, and then you can go like the ultralight, and then you eventually go to nothing.
So your goal is not to get off nicotine, it's to just get off cigarettes.
Yeah, I want to get off cigarettes.
Let me ask you something, because my wife, I'll ask both of you this, because my wife asked me this, and I don't know the answer, because I've never smoked cigarettes. What does nicotine do for you that you're addicted to it and you love it? Does it give you energy? Does it relax you? What does it do?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the...
You don't know?
No.
I mean, it is relaxing.
But it's the smoking itself that's relaxing, isn't it? It's the taking a break, blowing, watching it curl up. Is it the act that's relaxing, or is the substance relaxing?
I'm guessing it's
the substance.
The substance and the act for me. It's everything.
And I wonder. You know what? Now you've just given me. Now you've made me wonder if we open the phones up and said, "Okay, smokers, call us. What does nicotine do for you?" Oh, I bet a lot of people would go, "I don't know. I just have to have it. I don't know what it does."
Yeah.
So like if you take Dramamine or something, you know you're sleepy and you're not going to be nauseated because you're just kind of if you take whatever's in NyQuil that makes you drowsy, you know, but nicotine, I didn't know how to answer her, and now I still don't.
Well, here it says that nicotine is actually considered a stimulant, not a depressant.
Well, like caffeine.
Yeah. It says it perks up the central nervous system.
You said it relaxes you, but apparently it does what caffeine does, which I don't think anybody's ever said. Yeah, I take a lot of caffeine to relax.
That's what it says. It says its effects are considered a bit of a paradox because it perks up the central nervous system, but depending on the dosage, smokers find nicotine also acts as a sedative. So,
yeah, you kind of it's kind of relaxing. Just the whole smoking act has always been kind of relaxing for me.
It's also, I mean, it's like alcohol though. Alcohol is considered a depressant, but some people when they drink, they get all
rage.
Crazy
yeah.
and so it just affects people differently, I think.
Okay. So you're both on. What does this cost? This thing you're vaping. What is the unit cost, and what are the cartridges cost, and how long does one last? Like the equivalent of a pack of cigarettes or a carton of cigarettes.
Go ahead, tell yours, Dan.
My initial package is
small.
It was it's a small one. It's a lot smaller than what Peon has. Peon's got this thing that looks like a stick of dynamite.
I bought a big monster. Yeah.
I have a package, a starter kit, and it has two of the vapor cigarettes in it. And I have a charger, and then I got the little
two
juice.
Tanks.
In the course of a year, will you spend less on this than you do on cigarettes or more?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, by far.
Because they said each one of the... what is that? The juice. Each one of those little bottles of juice is $5.99. So okay. $6.
You don't want to stop smoking, do you? And by the way, if you answer yes, I'm fine with that. I get it. I understand there are people that say, I don't care if it cuts my life short. I love to smoke, and I don't want to stop. You don't want to stop, do you?
I enjoy smoking, but I would actually like to stop because more and more, you can't smoke anywhere. right. inside. I don't.
But these
like,
things are going to change that.
And the smell. I've always hated how everything, you know, your clothes.
Even as a smoker, you hate it?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
That's interesting.
I've always hated smoking when I eat. If when there was smoking in restaurants, that's why I didn't care if they said there's no smoking in restaurants, because I couldn't stand people
smoking. Well, here's
smoking
the thing. A cigarette doesn't have what some people consider, I guess it would be okay to say, the pleasant or appealing smell of a pipe or a cigar, a good cigar.
No.
Cigarette smell is just like something burned, and it's not, there's nothing pleasant about it. Now, as a cigar smoker, an occasional, not very often, but occasional cigar smoker, not only do I enjoy, and I don't inhale them, not only do I enjoy it, I love the smell of somebody else smoking a cigar.
Yes,
for cigarettes, even though you like to smoke them, you still hate coming home from a casino or somewhere and your clothes are saturated with. Or if you bought a car, I'll bet even as a smoker, you wouldn't want a car that's been soaked in
tobacco. Sure.
No.
Yeah, that stale smoke is the worst.
No, and I am able to go a couple hours without having a cigarette, 3 and 4 hours without having a cigarette. But
which is actually, I don't think most real smokers could go 4 hours.
No, it seems to be a long time. And then after a while, I'll be sitting there and it's like, wow, I haven't had a cigarette in a while. And I'll look and it's like, oh, it's been like 4 hours. I haven't had a cigarette. I better go have a cigarette.
Yeah, this is the 50th anniversary of the Beatles coming to America. And of course, you've probably noticed everything's about the Beatles and specials everywhere.
Oh, that special is going to be on February 9th on I think it's CBS.
And one of the things I've noticed is that in all this black and white footage, they're all smoking cigarettes. And the guys interviewing them are smoking cigarettes, and it's a crowded press conference, and the photographers and the reporters are holding clipboard and paper, cameras, and cigarettes.
Oh, the ads back then, they almost made it sound like it was good for you. And, you know, it's a...
Oh, no, there was actually an ad. It was for, I don't know if it was for Winston or Marlboro. The wording in the ad, and I'm not kidding, was something like 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Winston's or whatever. Like, that's the doctor's choice for cigarette smoking.
Yeah.
And then the benefits, relaxation, it takes your mind off of, you know, whatever.
Especially all those TV shows like in the 60s, the Dick Van Dyke Show and all that. After they would finish dinner, they'd go, a cigarette? And they'd open that really nice little case and they'd have cigarettes in there. And
that's right. They always had a nice platinum cigarette case.
Yeah. And everybody'd sit around and they'd smoke a cigarette. And
and when people get upset that in a movie they're smoking, well, let me tell you something. If it's a movie that's depicting World War II or Vietnam or the 60s, if they're not, it's not realistic. It's like when I see I've said this before, when I see a military movie that's supposed to be realistic, yet there's no profanity and they're supposed to be in the heat of battle, darn it, Jim, if you do that again, I'm going to tell the captain and he's going to have your butt.
Yeah.
You know, that's not real. That's not how they talk. And the same thing with cigarettes. You couldn't do Mad Men without all the smoking. And, you know, those cigarettes are vegetable cigarettes. They're not real cigarettes. They're a vegetable product. And the people in the cast say they're horrible.
Oh, I bet.
But, boy, you sure can't tell it when you watch them smoke it. It looks like, they're really enjoying the cigarettes.
But I've tried those electronic cigarettes, the electronic ones that...
Like Blue?
Yeah, like that one. And they don't draw like a regular cigarette. I mean, the last one that I had was kind of similar, but not quite, and not taste either. Tried Peon's. And his tastes just like a cigarette. So
what was the product in the 70s that came out? It was a chocolate cigarette, and it was mass produced. It was in a regular pack, like
you're
a pack
right.
of cigarettes, and it was chocolate. And I remember at the time I worked in an office of a lot of smokers, and apparently the whole world hated them because they didn't stay on the market long. But everybody tried them because they thought, well, it'll smell good to the people around me, smell like chocolate. Every single part, they never even got through half a pack before they threw them away.
I tried.
This is horrible.
I remember trying those one time, and it's like, it was horrible. It was like a flavored type of cigarette chocolate.
There were clove cigarettes.
Clove. I could not stand the smell of cloves. Oh,
those were bad.
The cigarette thing is, smoking is just interesting to me. Bob Newhart, years ago, had a great routine, and You know how Bob Newhart would do a two-way conversation, but you'd only hear his side of it? Like if he's on the phone and he'd say, I've got the President of the United States on the phone, and it went something like this. Yeah, Mr. President. Well, I'm fine. I'm fine, sir. How are you? Oh, she's fine, too. And it was one side.
Yeah.
So he did an interview with Sir Walter Raleigh. And he says something like, so, Walt, what's this new fad everybody's talking about you came up with? Really? You light something on fire and inhale it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you don't, I'm sorry, you don't inhale the fire, but you suck the smoke where? Into your lungs. Okay, okay, okay. So you catch it on fire, but then you only... Oh, and when you hear him do it, you realize that it really is kind of a crazy thing to
do.
Oh,
my goodness, yeah. Putting fire in your lungs, yeah.
And then who discovered it? Did some guy 800 years ago or whenever it was go out into a field and there's something growing? How does he take it from the tobacco that's growing and figure out how to dry it or what, and then put it in and then smoke? How do you get to that point if you're the first guy to do it?
Yeah.
That's what's amazing to me. You know that a lot of people years and years and years and years ago died trying stuff they shouldn't have tried.
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, I wonder what that tastes like. And it's poison.
Those berries on that bush.
Yeah.
Try those. Well, you asked how much this cost. I was checking the Blue. The Blue's like $30 for a starter kit. That's the electronic cigarette. There's a Metro that I had before, and that's like $40. And this vapor one that I got was $50. And it was.
But you get two of them.
Yeah, I got two of them. I got two of the little cigarette things, but you have to buy the juice.
Now, Brian, one of our listeners who's been on multiple trips with us, he was the first guy a couple of years ago that I'd ever seen doing the vapor thing. Remember
that?
Yeah,
yeah.
And the thing he had looked like a small oil can.
Yeah, I know.
It was a goofy-looking deal.
It was
like a... I can't describe it. And I would just think that part of smoking is the look you have when you smoke a cigarette. Well,
mm-hmm.
you don't have that look anymore. You're holding it differently. I don't know. All it's going to take is the right marketing program, and they've already started.
Oh, these stores are everywhere. You would not believe. I would guess there are probably 30 in a 20-mile radius around St. Louis.
Oh, the vapor stores.
Once the big superstars start to endorse them and kids think it's cool because, Angelina Jolie smokes this one, then that'll do it. And it's already started.
And then there's flavored stuff, too. You get watermelon, grape, cherry. You can do all that stuff. Get different flavored juice.
And if all you want is the effect of the nicotine, mm-hmm. Fine. It's like people want alcohol, but they want it tastes like apple or cranberry or something.
Yeah.
But it's the alcohol. Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, was anything else?
No, that was it.
All right. Dan Strauss, now vaping. So is Peon. Peon, did you have anything?
No, I did not.
All right, close it down. Burke segment's officially closed.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, I'm reading Steve Scaller and about 5,000 area families being foreclosed on just in the first quarter. But there's good news about that, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. I mean, I'm looking at a deal right now. We had a gentleman come in here with his two kids. They were in elementary school. He was 7 months behind on his mortgage, had an FHA loan, was looking at a foreclosure, didn't know where he was going to live, didn't know where his kids were going to go to school, didn't know any of that. But this guy picked up the phone and refused to be one of those 5,000 families. He came in here, and you know what? 3 months later, the guy's mortgage is brought current. His mortgage payment has been brought in line with something that's affordable with what he's earning right now, and he doesn't have to worry about where his kids are going to go to school or where they're going to have a roof over their head.
How do other people prevent themselves from being one of those 5,000?
The first step is to pick up the phone and call us at 636-527-5121.
Or stlouishomeretentiongroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group. saving families one home at a time.
This is Christine, recruiter for the VA healthcare system. We are seeking full-time physicians in many disciplines. Successful applicants will provide high-quality, effective care directly to our nation's veterans. The VA is the largest and most advanced healthcare system in the nation. The VA offers competitive benefits, including malpractice insurance, pension, vacation, holidays, and more. Be a part of this winning team and honor our veterans. Call me at 314-488-8252. That's 314-488-8252. The VA healthcare system. Healthcare for heroes.
Thank you to all who have served from KTRS and the VA healthcare system.
This is Cargal from Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Cue the music, because today we're talking about Honda's expanded $500 military assistance for both active and retired. In fact, let's turn the tables and make a call to Jack, a retired master sergeant in Muskuta.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jack?
Yes, is this Cargal?
You recognize my voice?
No, I have caller ID.
Well, Jack, I'm calling to let you know that Meyer Honda now offers $500 down payment assistance to all military personnel, both active and retired.
Hey, that's great news for us retired military.
Thanks for your service, Jack.
Well, thanks for the $500, Cargal.
And thank you to all our country's military service personnel. You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Get Honda's $500 down payment assistance for all active and retired military. Now at Meyer Honda. Plus special pricing and finance rates as low as 0.9% on remaining new 2013 and select 2014 Hondas. The Metro East's only Honda dealer. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
Hi, you guys. You find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning, but Spectrum also does area rug cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts, they clean your mattresses, and they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house. So let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
Summer, the season of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. From Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. They offer full service, a comprehensive parts department, and boat storage if you need it.
Hi, I'm Dave Schnabel from Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the M exit on Highway 55. I'd like to invite you to our showroom to see what boat is right for you. We have a 2013 Ranger Riata 1850 and a 2013 Monterey 184 on special this spring. We will take any reasonable offer on these boats. This upcoming holiday weekend, we would like to remind all you fellow boaters out there to be responsible. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. Ask for me or owner Jim Dooley and have a great boating season.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
You've seen the red vans all over St. Louis, and you've seen Mike Shannon in the newspaper. He's promoting Gelmish & Sons. Very simple and very honest, Gelmish & Sons has been making sure your air conditioner and your heater has been working since 1950. Gelmish & Sons is a union craftsman shop, and they're the premier Lennox dealer, and they've earned that due to their superior service. At Gelmish & Sons, they'll come in and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition. And your heater. But maybe, just maybe, it's time to get a new air conditioner and a new heater. At Gelmish & Sons, a full Lennox system installed, $2,695. That's both air conditioner and a heater. A full Lennox system installed by Gelmish & Sons, $2,695. That's unheard of. How can Gelmish & Sons do it? Because it's family-run, family-operated, and one mission since 1950, and that is quality customer service. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
Tonight on Fox, it's the season premiere of MasterChef. So get out the knives and maybe the hanky. Gordon Ramsay returns in an all-new season of MasterChef tonight at 7 on Fox.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Why, you ask?
Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
Saving money has never tasted so good. The $2, $4, $6, $8 value menu has 16 unbelievably delicious deals. Only at Denny's. America's Diner is always open.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tonight on Fox, it's the season premiere of MasterChef. So get out the knives and maybe the hanky. Gordon Ramsay returns in an all-new season of MasterChef tonight at 7 on Fox.
Sun goes up, or the sun comes up. Hitchin' a ride. Can't think of the name of the group.
A thumb goes up.
Thumb goes up. That's
car goes
it. Car goes
by.
Vanity Fair.
Wow.
Vanity
Fair. Let's try to name all of their hits.
Hitchin' a ride.
Well, this is where we talk to you. But you have to call us, 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. Ray is with us. Hello, Ray.
Hi, Frank.
How are you?
AM and the PM.
Well, that's a good way to be. What can we do for you?
Oh, I heard you got a Corvette.
I got a beautiful Corvette.
Oh, well, good for you. It's, I had a story of, well, I had a Corvette for about 10, 12 years, and then I got married.
Well, you know, one of the reasons I got it, Ray, my wife hates Corvettes. She always has. No, she does. She's made it very clear. And she said to me one time, if you ever get a Corvette, I'll just tell you right now, I'm not going to ride in it. That did it. That did it for me. I got it.
Oh, well, great.
Yeah.
No, I'm not talking about smoking. Let me see. I'm 73. I started smoking, I think, when I was about 23, 24, I don't know, something like that. And then went through a divorce, and I quit smoking. I quit for about 10 years. Then I started again. And every time I go to the doctor, every 6 months, regular MD, he goes, you've got to quit. You have to quit.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't quit. But if I want to quit, I'll quit. It's that simple.
Now, you just summed up what I was trying to say earlier. I think there are people who love to smoke. They love, and you're obviously one of those people.
Yeah.
And you know all the consequences. You've read and heard and seen all the stuff that can happen. And sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. There are people, 98, that smoked unfiltered Camels up to the day they died. It's genetics in a lot of cases. But granted, I there's no doubt that are you better off not smoking than to smoke? Of course you are. Of course you are.
Yeah, yeah.
But you like it. You like it.
I enjoy it, that's all. I mean, I have a meal, and if I have a cigarette, I'll smoke. I don't smoke in the car. I don't do that. You know, there's certain restrictions.
Do you live alone?
No. My wife smokes.
Okay, well, okay. If she's a smoker, too, then you probably both smoke in the house.
Yeah. But I smoke outside a lot and in the garage, and, you know, don't let it. Because if I smoke in the house, it means I got to paint the house again.
You don't have to because you have a wife. You're married, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You know, let her paint.
Oh, you know what I did about 30 years ago? I mean, it wasn't an accident, but it worked out great. My wife and I decided to start painting this older house we had out there in Kirkwood. And so, anyway, I was painting for a while, and then I spilled a whole bucket of paint. She says, "Oh my God, you know, blank, 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 blank," and all that nonsense. And she says, "I'll finish it." And I thought, that's what to do. Okay, that was that.
You learned a big lesson. When I first got married, I did one load of laundry, and I ruined some of her clothes. I've never had to do another load of laundry.
I did that once, too.
That's what you have to do. Do the dishes, break about three of them. I'll do it myself. Perfect.
All righty.
All right, Ray, thank you. Thanks for the call.
Anyway, well, thanks, Frank. I'll talk to you.
Two-time offender, Ray. Two anyways. Tom is next. Tom, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. I'm just looking for a place to park my car and found 170 is a great place to park your car.
Yeah. Oh, man.
This town's been full of great parking places lately. What's up?
Yeah. Well, let's see. We're talking about smoking. And I remember when I was a little kid and my dad was sitting at the kitchen table with the Camel unfiltered and his glass of Seagram's on the rocks. And I thought that looked cool. So he said, okay. Stuck a cigarette in my mouth and had me take a sip of the whiskey. I coughed and gagged and all that other good jazz. Whiskey wasn't bad, though. So I've never smoked, but
now you're an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Thanks to your dad, you're an alcoholic.
God bless Dad. I just want to see if you remember Sarkin Bilko?
Yes, Phil Silvers.
Yeah. Remember at the end of every show they gave away cases and cases of Camel unfiltered to the guys in the VA hospitals?
Oh, my goodness. No, I
don't. Check that out, because I remember that as a little kid. That struck me. That's kind of weird, because all these guys are dying of lung cancer.
Yeah. Hey, you guys, you veterans in the hospital who are dying. Good news, we got a carton of cigarettes coming to you.
Hey, what the heck? Yeah. You'll feel better.
All right, Tom, thank you.
All right.
And someone called during the break and said it was Camel. With 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Camels.
Smoke Camels. Yeah. Barb is here. Hello, Barb.
Hi. I loved my cigarettes. And I didn't want to quit smoking, but I went in the hospital to have my hip replaced. And when I got home, I told my husband, I said, "Where are my cigarettes?" And he said, "I threw them away." Mm. And I said, "What do you mean you threw them away?" Well, he said he threw them away. So I couldn't drive for 8 weeks, and I couldn't walk, and so I just had to quit.
You were stuck. He had you.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great way to do it. And how long ago was this?
6 years ago.
And you haven't had one cigarette since, or did you sneak one here and there?
Well, my mom used to sneak them over, and when she came to help me out with my hip, she would safety pin them to her pants and then sneak them in. And then he found out, he said he was going to search her when she came in.
But except for that, you really haven't smoked for 6 years.
Oh, no. I played with them for about 6 or 8 months, and then I just left. And I don't miss it at all. See, I think the only way you can really quit and not miss it a lot is just do it like that and go through the torture.
And the withdrawals.
But everybody can't do that.
No, I know. I just didn't have a choice.
Yeah. Well, and your case was one where he had you in a situation where there's nothing you could do.
But it's funny because he smokes.
He smokes?
Oh, he did. Well, I'm not supposed to know it, but he goes outside and he smokes.
Oh. And he threw your cigarettes away?
Yeah, I know.
Well, break his hip, so he has to have hip replacement. When he can't drive, you take his cigarettes away.
Yeah. You know what?
Same thing to him.
He didn't throw them away. He kept them for himself.
Yeah.
That's what
I threw your cigarettes away. I'll be outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I tell my sister, I said, it's really ironic that, you know, he throws my cigarettes away, and then he thinks that I don't know he's smoking, and I can smell it a mile away.
Yeah.
You know?
It's hard to cover. All right, well, Barb, congratulations on not smoking.
Okay, thanks.
My dad says that, and he's one of those people that just one day, and my father-in-law, my late father-in-law, same thing. They're both Navy guys. They were both about the same age. And they both did the same thing. One day they just quit.
My dad quit.
Yeah. Now, my dad will say that every once in a while, he says, man, I would never go back to smoking like I used to smoke, but just to have a cigarette. I said, have it.
Yeah.
You're 88 years old this
yeah,
year.
Yeah, your
I
age.
I said, you want a cigarette? Have a cigarette. What the heck? I mean, because I know when he says it, it's true. He wouldn't start smoking a pack or two a day. He'd just have a cigarette once a week or something.
I like the smell of a cigarette right when you light it.
Yes, I do too. Yeah. No, when I was a kid, my dad would light a cigarette out on the front porch at night. Man, that was the... I know it's a sulfur.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
It's the greatest smell. That first strike of a... Especially if it's a match. You light a strike a wooden match and light a cigarette. It's a great smell. So that's our cigarette discussion. If you want to add to it, you... you can. There's a federal judge, this was in STL today, who has said that in Ellisville, they can no longer ticket you for flashing your lights to warn somebody about radar. Well, hallelujah. I've never thought you should be ticketed for that.
Yeah.
They're saying it's actually a freedom of speech issue.
Yeah, because they're saying even if you told somebody, hey, there's a cop down the road and he's running radar, they can't do anything about that.
No, and that's really, they're saying no different than, yeah, if you walked up to somebody and said, hey, watch out, there's a guy down there, and good, maybe now it'll just be across the board the whole country, put an end to trying to punish people for warning people to slow down because there's radar ahead. We can get Chris in here before we break. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. I quit smoking. I tried everything with the patch and the hypnotized and everything, and the only thing that makes you quit smoking is your wife.
How's that?
Well, she gave me the old...
she going to cut you off?
It's really going to be a drag when your daughter gets married and you have to walk her down the aisle to give her away and you're carrying an oxygen bag.
Oh, yeah, that guilt trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it works. I've been quit for 8 years, yeah. You know, and I still miss it, but I don't miss it as much as I... like the fact that I don't smoke and I don't spend the money on them damn things. And oops, sorry. And,
no, you can say that. You just can't say the F word.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Those effing things.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Y'all have a good day.
And here's the thing about me. I've never smoked cigarettes, never really wanted to smoke cigarettes, but I don't hate smokers. There are some people that if they see somebody smoking,
they go nuts.
Oh, man, they look at them like they're some kind of horrible monsters. Yeah. I don't do that. I've never done that. I don't care if people smoke. If you said, would I prefer that my kids smoke or not? Well, of course I prefer they not smoke. My sons don't smoke that I know of. And my daughter doesn't smoke. My wife doesn't smoke. I don't smoke. But if somebody lights up a cigarette, I'm not going to chastise them or think that they're, despicable human beings. Now, I don't really appreciate it. Even though there's nothing I can do about it, and I spend a lot of time in the casino, and there's always, inevitably, you're not going to go 30 minutes without somebody sitting right next to you with a cigarette, and there's nothing I can do about it. If I don't like it, leave the casino. That's the way I feel about it. And every once in a while, not often, but somebody will turn and say to me, do you mind if I smoke? In a casino.
That's a courteous smoker.
Yes, yeah, and my answer is always the same. Whether I mind or not doesn't matter. This is a casino. If you want to smoke, you have the right to smoke. And if I don't like it, I'll get up and leave. That's what I say. And then usually they won't light up because I've made it clear that I don't like it. But I've also made it clear you have every right to do it. And occasionally you'll get that, like Dan says, really courteous smoker who will move away or put it out or whatever.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m.
Why, you ask?
Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, it's John Carney, and if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+, because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri, and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
Come on, dude, go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like 3 times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose installed floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org. Summer, the season of fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family. From Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. They offer full service, a comprehensive parts department, and boat storage if you need it.
Hi, I'm Dave Schnabel from Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the M exit on Highway 55. I'd like to invite you to our showroom to see what boat is right for you. We have a 2013 Ranger Riata 1850 and a 2013 Monterey 184 on special this spring. We will take any reasonable offer on these boats. This upcoming holiday weekend, we would like to remind all you fellow boaters out there to be responsible. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids, so make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats. Ask for me or owner Jim Dooley and have a great boating season.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. fast, affordable forever, RightBath.
International soccer returns to St. Louis. See the best teams in the world square off before heading to Brazil. Bosnia versus Ivory Coast on the road to Brazil. Don't miss Checo and Drogba as they go head-to-head Friday, May 30th, 7:30 p.m. at the Edward Jones Dome. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Checo, Drogba, Bosnia versus Ivory Coast. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Well, the geezer made it to the geyser, a two-week trip to Yellowstone in a 30-foot lightweight passport travel trailer. The days were filled with hiking, counting geysers, and viewing spectacular waterfalls. Toward the evening, the animals would gather along the roadside to gawk at the antics of excited tourists. Before turning in, we sat around the campfire listening to the rangers talk about the wildlife in the park. As big as Yellowstone is, it's only one of a score of places which are waiting to be explored in this beautiful country. And there's no better way to do it than in your own RV. Buy or rent an RV from Byerly and Eureka, the center of the RV world.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Lumber Liquidators just bought millions of square feet of overstocked top quality flooring directly from the mills for their overstock flooring sale going on now. I'm talking gorgeous pre-finished hardwood for an unheard of 89 cents a square foot. Their thickest and best Brazilian cherry laminate at 99 cents a square foot. Even all Morningstar bamboo is on sale. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now to find the store nearest you. They've got 20 months special financing available. But hurry, because the overstock flooring sale ends Tuesday, May 27th.
The Big Sports Show with John Hadley will be broadcasting live from 360 Rooftop Bar high atop the Hilton at the ballpark Thursday, May 29th from 6:30 to 9 p.m. Why, you ask? Well, because it's a busy sports week in St. Louis. The Cardinals wrap up their series with the New York Yankees, and the Edward Jones Dome hosts the Bosnia-Herzegovina versus Ivory Coast soccer match Friday, May 30th. So join the only sports guy big enough to cover it all, John Hadley and the Big Sports Show, for a special broadcast at 360 Rooftop Bar Thursday, May 29th on the Big 550 KTR.
It's spring, every gardener's favorite time of the year. Yet even as everybody looks forward to the bounty of fruits, vegetables, and flowers that we hope to harvest, we can't forget the terrible toll winter took on lawns and gardens. There's one thing you can do now to fortify your plants against another blistering summer. Incorporate nutrient-rich compost into your soil. Compost promotes deep rooting, and because it holds six times its weight in water, you have less need to irrigate should a dry spell strike again. With locations in Missouri and Illinois, St. Louis Composting offers an array of all-natural STA-certified compost and compost blends available by the bag or truckload. They're fully stocked and ready to meet your springtime gardening needs. Visit the composting center closest to you or order online at stlcompost.com. That's stlcompost.com. St. Louis Composting, enriching the soil naturally since 1992.
Each and every weekday morning at 6:50, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus gives us insights into the financial markets and investing. To get your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and tune in weekday mornings at 6:50 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550
KTRS.